The Atlanta Beltline has transformed surrounding East Side neighborhoods. These days, it's one walkable, bikeable district with restaurants, bars, and coffee shops. Often, it's people in their 20s and 30s who are credited as the prime movers and shakers in this part of town. But there's evidence that in reality, another demographic has been instrumental in its makeover. As part of our series, Unchanging Atlanta, WABE's Kate Sweeney has the story.
My name is Bunny Lenhard, and I live in the Old Fourth Ward.
My name is Bob Lenhard, and I live in the Old Fourth Ward with Bunny.
Bob and Bunny are in their 70s, and they are active.
Tippy! Oh, you're in your crate.
Bunny checks on their small terrier before heading out for her four-mile speed walk down the nearby Beltline.
Hi, Tip. Guard the house.
I started running in January of 1983.
These days, she mostly walks, but she ran the Peachtree Road Race for years.
I have run 34, and I quickly got bored with running in Sandy Springs.
Where she lived because of the good schools, she says. It's where she raised her children.
So I used to come down in the city every weekend because there was always something to see. And way back then, I said, someday I want to live in town.
That someday came earlier this year. Bob had retired from a long career at IBM. The number one reason to leave the suburbs? Their kids, who are raising their grandkids in town. Number two, the Beltline. They bought a townhouse, sold one of their cars, and haven't looked back.
I mean, you could walk to the cleaners. You could walk to the beauty shop. You could walk
the street to get my hair cut. I haven't had this much fun since college, so...
Earlier this year, a study from Forbes found Atlanta to be the American city with the fastest growing aging population.
What we see happening in Atlanta is an influx of people who are post-retirement and are looking for amenities.
That's Dr. Heidi Ewan. She studies demography and aging at UGA.
They're looking for places where they can be active and engaged. They can be free from maintaining a larger home. They're looking for good weather, and Atlanta has all of that to offer.
And Atlanta's Old Fourth Ward has it in spades. Back on the Beltline, Bunny Lenhart has met up with her neighbor, Susan Levy, another boomer, for a speed walk. At a clip that makes it tough for this Gen Xer to keep up, they alight on one of their favorite topics, restaurants.
We did a Mazza last night.
Steve and Wendy were at a Mazza.
This part of town is peppered with upscale spots. You'll find the fresh ingredients, the craft cocktails, and a variety of trendy extras.
It's like, let's just go grab something. Where should we go? There's too many choices.
One of those is Venkman's Restaurant, where general manager Ryan Morris tells me about their nightly events, including music and movie screenings.
Last week we did The Goonies, which had the whole place packed. I couldn't believe it. It was so fun.
The 80s film drew lots of nostalgic 20 and 30-something. But he says some of his best regulars, they're in their 60s and 70s.
And they're the coolest foodies I ever met.
That's because they have the time and disposable income to concentrate on being foodies.
I have small kids. You don't get to go out a lot. And then when they leave the nest, that's when you have the time to enjoy things the most, you know.
So we may hear a lot about the moneyed millennials pumping tech and film industry dollars into this part of town, but UGA's Heidi Ewan says we shouldn't discount the disposable incomes brought by this influx of retired boomers. According to the AARP, nearly 3 out of 4 boomers want to live in walkable mixed-use neighborhoods like the Old Fourth Ward. Bunny Lenhart says she's found her home.
I feel like this is where I belong, and this is where I belonged all along. Suburbia, even though it was a major part of my life, more years than I'll ever have here, I have much more of that sense of community here than I ever did there.
Before I leave, I ask Bob and Bunny to show me the view from their favorite spot in their townhouse.
This is the terrace.
The Atlanta skyline opens up to the west before us.
Oh my God, it's so beautiful.
And so this is the scene that my son took a picture of. And his wife put the caption in, "When your parents suddenly become cooler than you are."
Kate Sweeney, WABE News.